Cheryl Park, Cheryl, Cheryl Park, P-A-R-K. Date of birth is 12/6/1955. This is for data service 2/9/2022. Mrs. Park is a 66-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 10 years ago. She also has a history of hypothyroidism, fatty liver disease, scoliosis, hyperlipidemia, left hip replacement, and rods in the back from lumbar fusion. Notably, the patient's son has a history of thyroid cancer. She states that it was four types of thyroid cancer that they found, including papillary and possibly medullary thyroid cancer. This was related to radiation exposure as a child when he had a brain tumor, medulloblastoma. The patient states that she has tried glipizide and glimepiride, and those have caused severe hypoglycemia. The patient states that she got muscle spasms from metformin, and Januvia was too expensive. For breakfast, she usually eats eggs and toast and half of cheese. Lunch is usually chicken patty or cottage cheese. Dinner is usually meat, vegetable, and starch. Yeah. Snacks are tortilla chips and onion dip. The patient states that she goes to the foot doctor regularly. She states that she has been off of all of her diabetic meds for the last 2 months. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes. At this point, I'm going to get a baseline hemoglobin A1C. The patient states that she has tried glipizide and glimepiride with adverse reactions of severe hypoglycemia. At this point, I would like to get a baseline set of labs, including an A1C and a fasting comprehensive metabolic panel, in order to make a better assessment to start her on diabetic medications. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, the patient was discontinued off of her statin therapy secondary to elevated liver enzymes. There is consideration being given to starting her on Repatha therapy. She will discuss this with her primary care provider, as well as Nancy Cardona, who is monitoring her elevated liver enzymes. Next number, the patient has a history of familial hyperlipidemia. Next number, the patient has right hip pain, and she will be going to Florida Joint and Spine in the next week or so. The patient has a history of a left hip replacement. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily and check a current thyroid function panel. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.